sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
That's CRC Music on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Introducing our guest, our Honorable Ndade Elias Matla. He's with us in the studio as always. And it's 20 minutes to 7. Ndade, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Ndade Mwabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
Yes, sir. We're continuing with the process of buying a house. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but before we do that, we always start with testimonies first.
Yes, Nat.
Please share with us your testimonies.
We were dealing with one of those painful cases, you know, of the properties that has been sold. It's a joint bond. It's a joint property. The husband has passed away, sadly, and the wife is surviving, and the insurance declined to pay the claim due to the pre-existing medical conditions. You know, the usual stuff. If they don't want to pay, they will tell you that the deceased had some illnesses that he didn't disclose prior to taking the policy. Whether he knew or he didn't, no one can tell because he's not here to account for himself, right? So the surviving spouse was trying to communicate with the bank that she would continue paying the bond every month. And the bank declined and said, no, you can't pay the bond of the deceased person. Even though it's a joint bond, the property now belongs to the estate, right? So you have to wind up the estate. It has to be wound up, it has to be finalized, and you take over the property from the deceased, or you sell the property. She doesn't want to sell the property because she can afford to pay the installments. So the bank says, no, it's not about the installments, it's about the ownership. The bottom line is, the owner of the property is deceased. Yes, you are the joint owner, you are the co-owner. However, the minute the person dies or passes away, the deceased supersedes your being as a human. Yes, isn't it?
I'm saying the estate must be wound up.
Yes. So yeah. How does the estate
by law, right?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. Remember, you've got 6 months. 6 months to wind up the estate. But ideally, it will be 6 months. But in practice, it doesn't happen like that because there are many challenges. I mean, just to apply for the letters of executorship or letters of authority, it takes long. You know, so to wind up the estate within 6 months, it's almost impossible. It's impractical. However, the masters of the High Court are not really strict about it.
Okay.
But the thing is, in this particular case, the deceased passed away a while ago. So the surviving spouse, which is the wife, continued paying the installments and kept the bond up to date. But the bank says, no, we are taking legal action now. Because you are not buying the you are not removing or moving the property from the estate.
Okay.
Yes. So they issued summons, and then we have to assist them to defend that summons.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It is 16 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're continuing with the topic that you started a few weeks ago of the process of buying a house. And of course, I'm going to throw the lines open if you'd like to talk to Ndade Elias Matla. Feel free to give him a call, 012-334-1322, and the WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. And Warren, I hope you are listening. We'll play your comment on air. Hopefully Ndade Shamata will be able to listen to it. And the SMS number is 37871. If you'd like to talk to him about tonight's topic, feel free to give us a call. And what do you have for us this evening as far as this topic is concerned?
Well, before we go then, Ndade Mwabi, we have just received a WhatsApp here from a listener who is selling her property in Tembisa.
Okay.
Yeah, she's selling her property in the region of 600,000. She has sent the pictures of the property.
In Tembisa?
Yes. It has got the back rooms and so forth.
Yeah.
So she says she got a buyer, and the buyer applied for a bond.
Mm.
The buyer qualified for a bond, and the bank requested the building plans.
Okay.
She doesn't have the building plans. So the bank said, we can't continue. We can't finance the property that doesn't have plans.
Yeah.
It's a hiccup. So she has to get a cash buy. So everyone that is listening, here's the new thing now from the banks.
Okay.
So if you have extended your property
without
a municipality approval,
and which makes a business sense.
Yes.
Because it might come back to bite the consumer, the buyer, later on during the course of his life or her life.
Yes, because it's this thing of alterations and extension of properties.
Yeah.
It can be very detrimental, because sometimes when you change the structure of the house, you employ somebody who doesn't have expertise in building the property. Mm. Like, for example, now as we speak, today there's one lady who contacted us. She bought a double story house.
Mm.
Beautiful house. Now there's a water leaking from somewhere, from the top floor to the ground floor.
Yeah.
So she called the insurance. Insurance did the inspection. They said the plumbing, you know, the pipes, the water pipes inside the wall have been installed where they're not supposed to be. So the insurance repudiated the claim. They're saying they're not paying the claim. They're not fixing anything. So she must plumb that property properly. So she says, I bought the property as is. You insured it as is. I'm a layman, even though I'm a woman. We know that there's no chairwoman, there's a chairman.
Yeah.
There's no ombudswoman, there's an ombudsman. So now in this case, she says, I'm a layman, even though I'm a woman. How am I supposed to know that the pipes are not supposed to run here, they must run there?
Mm.
Yeah. So the issue of extensions in that.
Mm.
Or the issue of employing somebody who doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm.
Because everybody can now, all these houses are kinana ahamu.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tell you that he has messed up.
And still on the those properties that are not, properly planned, more especially when they were renovating them and all that without the approval of the municipalities. I saw some scary stuff, more especially, of houses that were flooded. It looks like those houses were literally built in a river. I don't know where those houses were. And I think, again, it's very, very important for people to double check, more especially with the municipalities or whoever the authorities, the people that are in authorities are, wherever they are, so that can be able to avoid such problems. Just imagine,
it's happening in Carltonville now as we speak.
Yeah.
One listener has sent us the pictures.
Is it because they were built in a river or where? Why is it like that? What's the problem there?
Obviously, they were not supposed to build there if the civil engineers and whoever that is involved did what they were supposed to do. And you're going to Donald Dolomite, Donald
Ing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the houses are sinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's bad. Well, while we're still waiting for you to call, let's just attend to Warren, who sent me a message earlier on. I hope he's listening as we speak. I hope you're listening, Warren. And that is a matter, just listen to his voice note here. Did you hear him?
Not quite, because his radio was on when he was recording and he was driving.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know what happened on my side here, because even the volumes on... I don't know whether I can play it again, but here we missed it. We missed it. I thought that you heard him here. But it's got to do with the home loan that he applied for. Maybe let's give it a try. Can we do it again?
Just
Warren, if you are listening, please call us or send us another one, but make sure this time maybe you have your windows closed because we could hardly hear you. I thought Nate Samatla will...
And the radio was on, so you couldn't hear him.
Yes, the radio was on because obviously he was calling while, you know...
Driving.
I mean, yeah, listening to Radio Pulpit. We'll try it again. But what we'll do is immediately after this, if we don't succeed, Nate Samatla will listen to it off air, and after that he'll respond to you by others sending you a note or maybe giving you his contact details, but we'll definitely attend to it. So we do apologize for that. I thought he'll be able to hear you. And of course on the desk here there was no sign that, you know, yeah, no volume, yeah, monitor, on the monitor. It wasn't really showing there. I wasn't really sure if the listeners could be able to hear. Yeah, some of those technical stuff, more especially Kadilo Tselong for, yeah. But that being said, Nate Samatla will attend to you, so we do apologize there. And it is 8 minutes to 7 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily. Let's hear your story out. What's it that you'd like to hear or ask Nate Samatla this evening, or what you'd like him to, you know, assist you with? Feel free to give us a call or send us the WhatsApp message and or the SMS message. And WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. And WhatsApp number is 378-713-78-71. That's the SMS number there. Yes, sir?
Yes, not.
Hmm.
Yeah, so... Back to our topic of of home loans or buying property. Yes, and that last week we spoke about the process of buying the property, going to the estate agent or auction, or buying from the private seller. You buy the property, sign offer to purchase. If you want to finance the property, you go to the bank and apply for a home loan. The bank will issue a letter of bond grant. They will grant a bond in principle subject to valuation. What they will do, they will value the property. They don't necessarily come to the house, because many people complain afterwards, yeah, but the bank never came to the house. No, they don't come to the house. They will do what is called desktop valuation. They do it on the iPad, you know.
Okay,
so if you have got expensive building covers there, they don't matter, because those are just cosmetics. They look make the house look nice.
They value it based on the latest sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
So about your finishes in the house, it doesn't matter, because, for example, when the sheriff comes to attach your assets, your movables, when they sell them, how much do you think the most expensive kettle cost? Let's say, for example, you've got a kettle that cost 5,000 rand. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the sheriff, when he comes there, he says the kettle is worth 50 rand. Mm. So those things that are inside the house, you are imported wood.
Italian finishers.
Yeah. They don't matter, really.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Mm. Okay, so now you have got a property, you bought a property, everybody has signed. The documents go to the lawyers, bond attorneys, transferring attorneys, cancellation attorneys. Everybody has signed with the attorneys. The attorneys go to the deeds office to lodge the documents. Then voila, the property is transferred. The day that the property is transferred, you're going to be notified that, sir, congratulations, you are now the new owner of the property. You have to rush to the municipality to go and open an account in your name so that the municipality can transfer the account from the previous owner to you now. And then you pay like 1,000 rand deposit to the municipality. You have got an account. Then you can start buying the electricity. If you've got prepaid water, you have to buy prepaid water, otherwise they will bill you by month end. Okay, you remember you have to keep the account up to date if you can. If you can't, remember you have just signed the mortgage documents with the attorneys, and those documents say if you don't keep your arrear rates and taxes up to date, the bank has got the right to pay that on your behalf, and then they claim the money from you. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
When you buy a property, they will say you must have the insurance, HOC, Homeowners Comprehensive Insurance.
Mm.
If you don't pay it, the bank has got the right to pay it for you and claim it from you. So I've seen one bank, what they do, if your bond is up to date, right? Or let me say, if your bond is in arrears, they cut or they stop to pay the insurance. And then they say you are in breach of the agreement. The condition of the bond was that you must have an insurance. So if you don't have an insurance, therefore they sell the house. Just for the insurance. The same as the car. When you cancel the insurance or it lapses of the car, they've got the right to repossess that car because it's no longer secured. So now you've got a property that you have to maintain. You see that last week you spoke about the curtains. You realize that you don't have curtains. You don't have the boundary walls. You can go back to the bank and take a second bond or apply for flexi reserve or a access bond to get more money, and then you continue paying.
And I think from the layman's perspective, it's not advisable to take a second bond unnecessarily if your house is big enough. Yeah. And maybe 2 years into the repayment of it, you want to extend it.
Look,
I mean, sometimes you have to look at its future value. If you would want to sell it in the future, will you be able to get a buyer around? I don't know. But
you see, what makes people to have a heart attack in that much? To your point, when you start fixing and making these properties so nice. And then something happens to you, you lose your job or something happens, and you can't keep up to the installments up to date. And the bank wants to sell that house. And where now you never had fun time, you never had a nice time because you were spending too much money on this property. In fact, you didn't increase the value of the property. You just make the property or the house to look nice.
Okay.
You understand? There's a difference. Your house looks nice. You've got the most expensive
tiles.
And we don't know that those tiles are expensive.
Yeah.
You understand? So when the person buys, they don't consider the tiles. They might not even like the tiles.
Yeah.
They will say they want the wooden floors. You know? So I've seen people, what they do is that they just maintain the property, and after they've paid it off, that money that they were supposed to use, to upgrade the property, they pay the bond.
Okay.
Instead of paying the bond over 20 years, you pay it over 10 years.
Okay.
Then after you've received your title deed, you've got the right now to do
whatever
you want.
Yeah.
Yes. The same as when you've paid up your car, you can put the nice sound system, you can put nice wheels. It's your car.
All right. So it's possible that you can pay it in the record time of 10 years or less than.
Actually, yes. Everybody actually can afford. You just go to the bank's website. There's a home loans calculator. Then you say, okay, my bond is this much, my interest rate is this much, over so many months. Remember, 20 years is 240 months, 30 years is 300 months, and then it will calculate that your installment is 7,000 rand. When I realize that actually there's 2,000 or 3,000 rand in my statement that I don't know what I've done with it, then you can say, okay, let me throw it into the bond.
Yeah.
If I add 3,000 rand or 2,000 rand to my bond, let me recalculate and see how much is going to be the remaining period. Then you realize that the remaining period is going to be 10 years.
Wow. And understand that it's not actually the big amount of money that you need to pay to reduce the interest. You just a little bit, if you pay a little bit extra into the bond, then before you know it, the
500 interest makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because when we do the reconciliations, when we do the home loan reconciliation statement from the beginning, person who was paying extra 200 rand, 500 rand, you'll find that he's in advance.
Okay. So just a mere 500 rand makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Wow.
Because you're cutting the interest.
Yeah.
Because remember, you are being charged interest on the outstanding balance. And you are being charged interest daily.
Yeah. Let's quickly address this one. But what we'll do is, because of time, after we have read in, the Dasha Matla will answer. But he can answer you quickly.
Yes.
Good evening, the beloved of God. I bought the house that was registered on the 8th of December 2022. And I moved in on the 10th December 2022. My problem is that the house is leaking, and the insurance told me of the wrong trusses that was used on the roof. What should I do?
Yeah, what the insurance is saying, it's poor workmanship. The person that was doing the roof there didn't know what he was doing.
So the insurance cannot cover that?
Yeah, because they say it's poor workmanship, so you must go back to the builder.
Okay.
So now in this case...
So in other words, the insurances cover natural
disasters.
Okay, not man-made mistakes.
So what this property was bought in was registered in December.
Yeah.
Alert the estate agent or property practitioner, and also alert the conveyancer that this is the issue.
Do you think that they were involved here? Because look at the short time frame from the 8th to the 10th.
No.
She bought it on the 8th, and then the 10th she moved in.
Okay.
Is it possible?
Okay.
I thought there's a waiting period of 3 months. Or
No. Remember, the 8th was the registration date.
Okay.
The 10th was the moving in. Okay. So which means the property was bought 3 months prior.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Now I understand.
So now what happens is that the buyer who sent us the WhatsApp can actually contact the estate agent now because the seller should have known that the property was leaking and didn't disclose this. And they must fix it.
Thank you very much, sir. Please give us your contact details.
067-226-5934.
Okay, 067-226-5934 on Radio Pulpit. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ndati.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.